We're talking today with the Chief Veterinarian for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons. Kathy, let's talk a little bit about where we are right now in this ongoing process with the antibiotics that we use for our animals. It seems that the industry, both the producing side, the producer side, but also the animal health drug companies and government have kind of come to some agreement on where we're headed.
Yes, I think that's right. As you well know, the Food and Drug Administration has put out voluntary guidance 209 and 213, which looks to take these medically important antibiotics in feed and water and make those not available for growth promotion uses or what they feel are not necessary use in that regard. They are still going to be available for treatment, control, and prevention uses to maintain animal health under the oversight of a veterinarian. And what this involves is it involves the drug companies who have these products changing the labels to get rid of growth promotion and to utilize these other uses. And these label changes will make this a legal and binding use of these drugs. So even though it says it's voluntary, it is voluntary by these drug companies to have decided to change their labels. All of the drug companies have agreed to change their labels. And once these label changes take place and after the implementation date, which at this point is December 12th, 2016, these drugs will only be available under veterinary oversight. And for feed, that would be a veterinary feed directive. We currently have veterinary feed directives out there. In the beef industry, this has been used for Pulmatil. But at this point, it is not a widely used vehicle for accession of these type of drugs. So it will mean a change for the producers and a change for the veterinarians in how these drugs are accessed.
What if you say there's a change, what will the change really be for that cattle producer that's buying feed, for example?
I think the cattle producer will now need a veterinary client-patient relationship to get these medications. I think whereas before you may have driven to the feed store, you may have put a medicated mineral mix in the back of the truck and you may have gone on, now you're going to need to have one of these veterinary feed directives. It will be written for a group of cattle at a specific location for a time period. Accessibility will be there. There will just need to be a little bit more planning to get that.
So that traceability, I guess, of how that drug is being used is a part of the plan then?
Certainly, I think that is a part of the plan, but I think the biggest part of the plan is to move towards judicious use where you have veterinary oversight and you have thoughtful consideration for all of these uses.
When we think about where we are right now in this process, how quickly are we going to see the end game on this?
Where we are right now is we are still waiting for a final rule on changes that have been made to the veterinary feed directive. And these changes are to give increased flexibility and increased ease of use of this vehicle. So we're hoping to see those changes come out as a final rule in the spring of this year. And then we are looking to continue to educate our producers on this new method of accessibility with what they list as the final implementation date being December 12, 2016. Meanwhile, all these drug manufacturers are changing their labels so that these labels will be in place and the rules will be in place for the implementation date.
The attitudes, the mood of a lot of folks that watch agriculture, a lot of members of Congress that are very not really friendly toward antibiotic use in animal agriculture, that's not going away. It seems like, if anything, we're seeing some things ramp up by some of these opponents of how we use antibiotics, antimicrobials.
I think there is constant concern for this at all levels. I think in the recent PCAS report, which is the President's Council of Advisors for Science and Technology, where they addressed this issue, they did address the concern for the FDA guidance. There had been some concern among some groups that it was voluntary, that it had no teeth. They wanted to make sure that everyone was aware that that indeed was not the case, that these label changes will become legal use changes. And they did also reiterate in that report the importance of using these medications under the oversight of a veterinarian for treatment, prevention, and control.
In your mind, what do we need to be doing to make sure that we continue to have that access to the medications that we need for animal agriculture?
I think it's going to be an educational process, Ron, and I think it's going to be an educational process for our producers on a new method of access for these medications, and it's going to be an education process for veterinarians who have not, in the beef industry, had a lot of experience using these veterinary feed directives. The American Veterinary Medical Association has already had a summit where they discussed with groups from industry and the veterinary medical organizations how this use is going to take place and taking questions and concerns and brought them forward to FDA. We're also looking in the future to a series of public meetings that FDA will be holding on this issue, and we as a Cattlemen's Association have included within our educational experiences for our members information on this topic at every chance that we get.
Antimicrobials. How is that different? In other words, when we say the word antibiotic, and then we also say antimicrobials, is a lot of people seem to almost want to interchange them, but there's some differences, right?
They're really not interchangeable, but I think when we look at this rule, we're looking at uses of these medications for any organisms that can be disease-causing within their spectrums of activity. So I think that for us, we're looking at many antibiotics, but antimicrobials mean other organisms that would have drugs that either are cidal or static to their existence.
For the future of the industry, in other words, we obviously are very interested in the animal health companies continue to develop the pipeline of products, hopefully some new antibiotics down the road. Where are we on the pipeline? Are you optimistic that we're going to continue to get what we need?
Well, we'd like to be optimistic about that. At this point, many of the pharmaceutical companies are businesses, and they make financial decisions as any business makes. Financially right now, the income comes in more for chronic use medications than it would be for an antibiotic. There's a lot of expense in research and development for a new antibiotic or a new class of antibiotics. And then they, of course, have to reap those results back within 7 years before they lose the patent on the drug and it goes generic. So there is an economic situation that may not foster the development of these drugs. However, we are starting to see federal support to move forward to try to encourage antimicrobial or antibiotic development of new drugs and new classes, as well as alternative medications that may be able to help to do the same thing. And this would be trying to foster this in the form of streamlining FDA approval for some of these drugs or in some way incentivizing these pharmaceutical industries.